Whenever we get into the Christmas season, I'm always reminding of a movie, Home Alone.
每一次咧，去到呢個聖誕嘅期間咧，我時時咧都記起有出嘅電影，係叫做自己一個人喺屋企，香港譯去做寶貝智多星。
As most of you know, it is a story surrounding a child left home alone while all other family members are on Christmas vacation.
咁佢一出嘅電影嘅故仔咧，係講到一個嘅小朋友啦，佢係。自己一個人留咗喺屋企嘅，而佢嘅家人咧，全部都去咗呢個嘅聖誕嘅假日。
As a parents, have you ever left your children somewhere by mistake?
作為家長嘅，你有冇試過咧？唔小心留低過你個細路哥咧
？What was your reaction then?
你當時嗰個嘅感受係點樣啊
？As a child, has anyone ever been left alone somewhere by mistake?
而你細個嘅時候，你記唔記得你又曾經係唔覺意俾人哋留低過咧
？But please don't be too sad, for even Jesus was left behind.
但千祈唔好太過傷心喎，因為咧，就算耶穌咧都曾經係被留低過嘅。
Yes, Jesus has a first-hand experience of what it is like.
耶穌咧係有佢第一手嘅經歷，係被人留低係個情況係點樣嘅
？But can you imagine that?
但你可唔可以咁樣想象到咧
？Losing Jesus, the Son of God, behind，
留低耶穌呢個上帝嘅兒子
，It is mind-blowing, isn't it？
依個係好難想象嘅，係咪咧
？But I can tell you, though, that leaving Jesus behind is a relatively easy。
但可以話俾你聽咧，留低耶穌係一個相對下係比較容易嘅一件事。
I wouldn't be surprised if some of you here today。Don't know where Jesus is in your lives.
就我亦都唔會話驚訝，就如果喺今日我哋在座當中咧，有啲人唔知道耶穌喺你嘅生命當中喺邊度。
Most of you have probably heard this account of Jesus' childhood before.
或者好多人咧都聽過耶穌去童年嘅嗰個嘅記載。
In fact, this is the only account we have Jesus' life growing up.
但喺事實上咧，聖經入邊呢一段嘅記載係講關於耶穌嘅童年嘅咧，係唯一嘅一個嘅記載嚟嘅。
It was law that all Jewish men were to go to the temple at least 3 times a year。
係一個嘅條例咧，當時嘅猶太嘅男人咧係需要每一年最低限度3次嘅去到個聖殿嗰度。
Exodus chapter 23 says that they should be in God's house on feast of Passover.Pentecost and Tabernacles.
喺出埃及記23:14-17嗰度咧，就講到佢哋咧應該係喺一個嘅逾越節、喺五旬節，甚至係一個嘅住棚節嘅時候咧，一定要去到上帝嘅殿嗰度。
But as people spread throughout the Roman Empire, this became impossible due to distance.
但係當時嘅人咧，佢係分散喺一個羅馬嘅帝國嗰度，咁所以咧就係因為依個嘅距離嘅問題咧，就好難咁樣做到。
So it became a tradition to go to the temple at least once a year on this feast。
所以咧，佢依個就變成一個嘅傳統咧，就係話最低限度喺其中一個嘅節期嘅時候咧，佢哋一年去到依個嘅聖殿一次。
Also, especially when you become a man at the age of 13, you should do ceremony as son of the covenant.
咁特別咧就係如果佢哋一個嘅人咧個男士咧，如果去到十三歲嘅時候咧，佢哋就要有一個嘅慶祝，有一個嘅典禮咧，就係話依個約嘅兒子嘅典禮。
Later, Jews replaced it with the bar mitzvah.
之後咧，佢哋係有另外一個嘅節期嚟去代替咗。
But it was considered for proper preparation for a voice to go on this pilgrimage to get to know the Lord.
咁依一個嘅典禮咧，係就係講到係係幫助一個嘅男仔，佢能夠係開始去依一個嘅朝聖嘅旅程，去更多嘅去明白嗰個嘅律例。
So Joseph took his family to Jerusalem.Every Passover to fulfill his duty.
所以約瑟咧，佢就每一年咧都會喺逾越節嘅時候，就同佢嘅家人去到耶路撒冷嗰度嚟去完成佢一個嘅責任。
Joseph and Mary was apparently very religious because they made a three-day journey from Nazareth every year.
約瑟和瑪利亞他們很明顯是一些很虔誠的人因為他們每一年都是去到耶路撒冷從耶路撒冷去到拿撒勒去到耶路撒冷這個旅程是三天的
It was on one of these journeys that they left Jesus behind.
就是在其中一個旅程當中他們留下了耶穌
Some may say they were totally irresponsible and neglecting of her parental duties, traveling for a whole day and not knowing they left Jesus behind.
有些人可能就說他們真的不負責任和忽視了他們作為家長的責任因為他們差不多走了一整天才發覺他留下了耶穌
But in ancient times, people used to travel in caravans, for it was much safer to travel with many other people.
但在古代的時間，他們的人通常是一大群人的，好像坐一輛大篷車一起去行的，因為這樣會比較安全一點。Then
children would play with each other around the caravan.
那些小孩就會在大篷車的周圍玩。
The women usually traveled separately because of the woman and young children were slower. So they usually set off in a group first, and then the men would leave a couple of hours later and catch up them ready for the night's camp.
那些婦女和那些小孩通常是先行先起程的因為他們是比較走得慢一點而那些男士會遲幾個小時才開始但到最後他們晚上扎營的時候他們就會趕得上一起了。But
Jesus was almost a man. Mary thought that he was naturally with his father, and Joseph thought the opposite.
但那時耶穌都差不多是成人 所以瑪利亞就可能覺得他已經是成人了，他應該跟他爸爸一起，可能約瑟又剛剛相反的想法。It
was only at the end of the day when they came together that they realized Jesus was missing.
但到差不多晚上的時候，他們聯合在一起的時候，他們才發覺不見了耶穌。
Anyhow, we can only imagine the terror that gripped their mind as they frantically searched for Jesus.
我們都可以想像到當時約瑟和瑪利亞那種心情和他們怎樣拼命地想找回耶穌。
How could this be?
是怎可以這樣發生的呢?
Well, they were perhaps too engrossed in their own business.
可能他們又真的太過全神貫注在他們的事務上。
I mean, there was nothing intrinsically wrong with what they had been doing.
但是他們本質上所做的事又沒有錯。They
had been obeying the law.
他們有遵守那個法例。They
were very religious, but in their attempt to fulfill the requirement of God's law, they lost his son, and he just happened to be the Christ.
他們亦都是十分虔誠的。 但是在他們嘗試去完成他們上帝的法例要求的時候，他們就賴下了他們的兒子，而這個兒子就是基督。Yes,
primarily because what they were involved with, the journey home, was not Jesus' priority.
這個很明顯就是他們主要的所參與的一件事，就是關注的事，就是要
Also, probably because Joseph and Mary were just distracted by thinking of getting home for other things, they left Jesus behind.
亦都可能就是約瑟和瑪利亞，他們是因為要想著很多其餘的事令他分心，甚至是想著要回家這件事都令他們分心，所以他們就賴下了耶穌。
There, we should reflect ourselves too. How easy it is to be distracted from God's priorities.
在這裏我們也要自己有一個反省，就是有很多時候很容易我們是沒有看到上帝的首要，而分散了我們的注意力。
Yes, our life is full of all sorts of good things. just like Joseph and Mary did.
是的，我们的生命可能有很多一些好的事情是充满住，就好像这个约瑟和玛利亚那样。
So we often leave Jesus behind for the, those good things that are necessarily, not necessarily Jesus' priorities.
那所以呢，很多时候呢，我们就为了这些好的事情呢，就賴低了耶稣，就因为这些事情呢，不是耶稣那个的首要。
The starting pistol fires, and we are off doing our thing, and we leave Jesus behind, even thinking we are doing things for God.
当这个开始的枪声一响的时候呢，我们就开始去做我们自己的事，那我们呢就賴低了耶稣。就算而且呢，甚至我们会想着以为我们真的好像在这里为上帝做紧事情。
This of course raised the question, what are the things we are doing?
在这里也当然是我们会引出一个问题，就是我们所做的事是做着什么呢？
What is it that we are supposed to be doing as a church?
或者我们作为一个教会，我们应该是做什么呢？
Well, we actually do many things for the sake of God and God, in God's name.
那事实上可能我们也有做了很多事情，是为上帝去做了很多事情，或者是奉上帝的名去做了很多事情。
For example, we glorify God by worshiping Him, by giving Him praise, honor, tithe, and etc.
咁好似咧，我哋去榮耀神咧，係藉住我哋嘅敬拜啦，藉住我哋去讚美佢啦，去尊崇佢啦，或者係十一嘅奉獻啦等等。
It is so true that people today worship lots of things, money, weekend, family, kids, and leisure.
咁但係咧，亦都好真實嘅咧，就係話今日嘅人咧，佢哋係敬拜好多嘅嘢嘅，就好似錢啦。他们的周末，他们的家庭，他们的孩子，或者甚至他们的休闲。
But as believers, we need to ensure we are worshiping God alone.
但我们作为信徒，我们一定要去确定知道我们所敬拜的是敬拜单独，是敬拜神。
We glorify God also by becoming like Him through disciplining ourselves.
我们能够荣耀神，也是可以藉着我们是一路学似祂，学似上帝。藉著我們去有一個的門徒的操練。
We try to learn His will for us and to obey His command.
我們嘗試去學習祂那個的旨意，同埋去遵行祂的命令。
We glorify God also by fellowshipping as a body of Christ.
我們也是可以是榮耀上帝，是藉著我們同我哋嘅弟兄姊妹互相嘅有個佢好嘅團契。
Furthermore, we glorify God by ministering to Him, to the body, and to those around us.
而且咧，我哋亦都可以係榮耀上帝啦，係藉住我哋去服侍上帝啦，服侍我哋嘅肢體啦，同埋服侍我哋周圍嘅人。
We gladly admit that we are made to serve.
就我哋好開心咧，去承認咧，我哋上帝創造我哋係要我哋去服侍嘅。
We are getting involved in missions.Telling others about God and God's love.
我们参与在很多的事工当中，是告诉我们周围的人听关于上帝和上帝的爱。
The problem is, however, doing all these things, we often stop reflecting upon ourselves whether we left Jesus behind or not.
但是问题呢，就是说，当我们做这些所有的事的时候呢，我们有时呢会停止了去反映或者去反思我们有没有留下了耶稣。
Mary and Joseph had been doing some of this, but they were also ready to move on.
那好像玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们就是做这些事，而他们也是继续的去做。
Perhaps their attention moved on to the next task too fast.
那可能他们那个要做下一件事情那个的这个注意力呢，是太犀利了。
It means we need to take time to make sure it is aligned with God's will and God's priorities before we press on our own priorities and programs.
咁呢个意思咧，就话我哋需要用时间嚟去确定咧，我哋嗰个嘅想做嘅嘢咧，或者我哋嘅首要嘅事项咧，系对准咗上帝嗰个嘅旨意同埋上帝嗰个首要嘅事项。
Aren't we always thinking Jesus is here with us?
我哋而家係咪咧？成日都會想到咧，耶穌係喺度同我哋一齊咧。
But in fact, haven't we left Jesus behind?
但事實上，我哋有冇又真係曾經係留低咗耶穌咧
？Well, he was with us once, but now.Doesn't he seem so distant or far away?
Well, yeah, 他可能以前曾经是同过我们一起，但是现在呢，现在可能他已经是距离我们很远，有一个距离了。
Have we as a church left Jesus behind?
就我们作为一间教会，我们也都有没有留低了耶稣呢？
Don't we need to get back to Jesus' priorities?
我们是不是需要去回去上帝那个首要的事项上呢？
The next thing we notice is where Mary and Joseph looked for Jesus.
另外一件事我哋去留意到嘅咧，就系玛利亚同埋约瑟去边度揾翻耶稣。
The first place they looked for Jesus was among those around them, their friends and relatives.
第一个嘅地方佢哋去揾耶稣嘅咧，就系喺佢哋熟悉嘅人，喺佢朋友、佢哋嘅亲友当中。
Yes, that's what we would do too.
是的，这个也是可能我们会做的事。
We often try to borrow others' faith or to be relied upon people we think we know well.
我们很多时候都是尝试去借助人的信心，或者我们是依靠一些我们觉得是其余的人，而我觉得这样是可以的。
But second-hand faith is not a faith.
但是二手的信心不是一个真的信心。
Could they help in their search for Jesus?
他们可不可以帮助我们去寻找耶稣呢？
No way. He was not to be found in theirs.
不可以的，因为耶稣不在其余的人身上找到的。
Mary and Joseph has to find Jesus for themselves personally.
玛利亚和约瑟呢，他是要很个人的去寻找耶稣。
Likewise, you cannot ride on the coattails of the parents, friends, and people involved in churches.
同样的，我们也不可以拉住我们的父母、朋友、或者其余的人那些三尾来去找耶稣的。
Each one of you need to find Jesus for yourself personally.
我们每一个人都要是很个人的去寻找耶稣。
For Jesus' parents, that means going back to where they left him.
就是对耶稣的父母来讲呢，这个意思呢，就是他们要回去他赖低耶稣在哪里的地方来去找耶稣。
It means remembering what it was that Jesus was so interested.
这个的意思呢，也是说他要记得耶稣他实在最有兴趣的是什么呢？
For most of us, the search for Jesus can take some time.
但对我们很多人来讲呢，寻找耶稣一个方面呢，可能会是用我们一些时间的。
For Mary and Joseph, it took 3 days before they located Jesus.
对玛利亚和约瑟来讲呢，他们用了3日才找到耶稣。
Can you imagine their distress?
你可不可以能够想象到他们那个的担忧呢？
They tried to look everywhere.
他们尝试是在周围来去找。
They probably ask everyone,I have lost my baby. I have lost my precious son.
他们可能也都向周围的人去问，就说，哎呀，我不见了我的 BB 啊，我不见了我那个很宝贵的仔啊。
But their success was delayed because they looked in all the wrong places and among wrong people.
但他们没有成功的立刻去找到呢，就是因为他们在一些不对的地方来去找，或者在一些不对的人群当中来去找。
When we lose things, they invariably are in the last place we think to look.
但很多时候我们不见了东西，我们那些东西很多时候都在我们最后才去记得去找的地方那里发现的。
We always have a regret that why I don't learn this and look in the last place first.
很多时候我们都在后悔，就说，哎呀，为什么我不先去找这个最后我们去找的地方呢？
Likewise, people look for Jesus in all sort of areas, emotional experience, social reform, and self-help theologies.
咁同樣嘅人咧，好多時都係喺唔同嘅環境地方嗰度嚟去揾耶穌，好似一啲嘅感情嘅經歷啦，一啲嘅社會嘅改革啦，或者一啲嘅自我幫助嘅神學觀念啦。
But he's seldom found there.Because that's not where Jesus hangs out.
但是耶稣不是在这些地方可以找到的，因为耶稣就不是在这些地方那里出现的。
If we want to find Jesus, we need to look in the right places.
如果我们要去寻找耶稣，我们就需要去一些适当的地方，对的地方来去寻找他。
Mary and Joseph eventually located Jesus in the temple.
咁玛利亚同埋约瑟去最后终于在圣殿嗰度揾到耶稣。
When they found him, their frustration was evident.
当佢哋揾到耶稣嘅时候咧，佢哋嗰种嘅沮丧咧系好明显嘅。
Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
我儿啊，为什么向我们这样行呢？看啊，你父亲和我伤心嚟去找你。
Well, we all do the same thing.
就我哋都系会做啲咁嘅事。
But we cannot blame God for our wandering off.
但我哋唔可以向神埋怨，因为我哋自己行开咗。
They were in effect saying,Why did you leave us, Jesus?
他们事实上 是对耶稣说话，为什么你离开啊？
But it was Mary and Joseph who left Jesus behind, not vice versa.
但事实上是玛利和约瑟他离开，掉低了耶稣，不是掉回转。
We should know that our God never put distance between us in our relationships.
因为我们要知道，我们的上帝永远都不会是让我们的关系是有距离的，祂不会是离开我们的。
Rather, it is always us, our sin and our wandering which cause the damage or delay in our relationship.
而相反呢，就很多时候是因为我们那个的犯罪，是因为我们那个游荡离开了，所以才令到我们和上帝的关系有破损。
Where was Jesus found?
咁最後耶穌喺哪度被揾係揾到佢呢
？Yes, in the temple。
係嘅，就喺個聖殿嗰度。
The first words of Jesus are, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?"
耶穌一聽見到父母嘅時候，佢第一個嘅講法咧，嘅回應咧就係話：為什麼找我呢？豈不知道我當在我父嘅家裏邊嗎
？In fact, Jesus has been in his father's house.His heavenly fathers in the presence of God.
咁而事實上咧，耶穌佢係喺上帝嘅家入邊嘅，而一個就係佢天上父親嘅家。
There he was sitting at the feet of the teachers, learning.
佢喺嗰度咧，佢係坐喺佢嘅一啲嘅老師嘅面前嚟去學習。
Of course, there is a famous oil painting called Christ Teaching in the Temple.
咁有一張好出名嘅油畫咧，係叫做基督喺聖殿嘅教導。
But the painting gets it wrong.
但係呢個油畫咧係錯嘅。
It comes from the era when religious people were still uneasy with the notion that Jesus was like the rest of us.
佢呢個油畫畫嘅時代咧，就係嗰時嘅宗教嘅人士咧，佢哋覺得。耶穌唔可以好似似我哋普通人一樣嘅，即係依個概念令到佢哋係好唔能夠接受嘅。
In the picture, he is standing in the midst of the elders, appeared to instruct them.
所以喺依個油畫嗰度咧，就畫到耶穌咧係企喺嗰啲嘅長老面前咧，係去教導佢哋嘅。
But that's not what the text says.
但依個咧就唔係今日嘅經文所講嘅。
Some of you may also may wonder, wasn't Jesus God?
但你有些人也在喺度諗就話：，咁耶穌唔係上帝嚟嘅咩
？Didn't he know it all already？
咁佢唔係應該乜嘢都知道嘅啦咩
？Yes, he was God. He knew it all. We think
係嘅，佢係神，佢乜嘢都知道。
But actually, he didn't.
但係事實上佢唔係。
Jesus already gave up his divinity.And become a man. Yes, 100% man.
因为耶稣已经是放弃了他那个神圣那方面，成为一个完全的人。
As a baby, he was helpless and ignorant as any of us.
他作为婴孩的时候，他也是无助的，同埋无知的，好像我们任何一个人一样。
As he grew, he learned. He has to learn to become the Son of God.
当他一路成长的时候，他学习。去學習點樣成為上帝嘅兒子。
And here is a riddle.
喺呢度咧就好似一個嘅猜謎謎語。
If learning was a priority for Jesus, should it not be a priority for us?
咁如果對耶穌嚟講，學習係佢嗰個首要，咁對我哋嚟講，學習係咪應該都係我哋嘅首要呢
？How about you？
咁你咧
？How do you learn about God？
你點樣去學習關於上帝啊
？Well, I attend Sunday services. You may say，
或者你可以講就話，哦，我有參加主日嘅崇拜㗎。
But how much do you really take in there？
但你事實上喺崇拜當中，你又接收咗幾多咧？
Thus, the most of what is being said is going one ear and out the other.
但好會唔會好多時咧喺崇拜所講嘅嘢咧，你係左耳入右耳出咧
？How many of you do regular Bible studies or are in small groups where the focus is the Scripture？
我哋有幾多人咧係參加一啲嘅查經班，或者係一啲嘅小組入邊，而個重點咧係講到關於聖經嘅咧
？Is it enough？
依個係咪足夠咧？
But if we are serious about finding Jesus, we need to be like Him, learning about His Father, learning about our God the Father.
如果我们真的很严肃地去想去寻求耶稣呢，我们就要好像耶稣一样，去不断地要去学习关于祂的天父，学习关于我们的天父上帝。
This means we need to set aside the time for daily devotions and Bible studies and need to holding each other accountable through small group gatherings.
这个意思就是说我们要拨开一些时间去做我们的每日的灵修，也要有一个查经的时间，或者去参加一些小组，我们是能够是彼此的问责的。
We need to sitting down with others and digging into the God's word.
我们要跟其余的人一起坐下来，真的钻研在上帝的话语里面。
That is where Mary and Joseph found Jesus.
这个就是玛利亚和约瑟找到耶稣的地方。
And that is where you will find Jesus.
这个也是我们找到耶稣的地方。
I'm not saying that it is going to be easy.
我不是说现在的做法是容易的。
You'd better to rearrange your timetable, even drop some other activities.
我们是要需要去重新排列我们的时间表，甚至是要放低一些其余的活动。
If you are serious about finding Jesus and then not leaving Jesus behind, you should do start now.
如果我们真的很认真地想去寻找耶稣，而不是将耶稣留下了的，我们就应该从现在立刻开始了。
If you have lost Jesus or left him behind because you are pursuing different priorities, it is time to stop now.
如果我们真的留下了耶稣，因为我们要去追求一些不同的优先的事项，那现在这个时候就我们要停止了。
Turn around and go and find him again.
我们要回转，去真的去寻找耶稣，再一次的去寻找耶稣。
Stop being distracted by your own agenda or priorities.
不要让我们自己那个的那个议程或者我们那些的优先事项来去分散了我们的注意力。
Only God's priorities are what counts.
只有是上帝那个优先事项才是要紧的。
Are you looking for him?
你是不是真的在这里找着上耶稣呢？
I can guarantee that you will find him if you commit yourself.
我可以保证你一定会找到他的，如果你是真的有心去找他。
What about those of you who feel comfortable?
或者对那些已经觉得是很舒服的人来讲又怎样
呢？ Is Jesus safe and secure with you?
耶稣是不是已经是很稳妥的在你里面呢？
Then you should make sure that you keep your priorities aligned with his.
如果是这样，你就要确定你时时能够将你那个的优先次序和上帝那个优先次序是对准的。
For those who have left Jesus behind in your life, I encourage you to find him quickly as possible and put into place things appropriately so that you'll never be in the unenviable position of having Jesus behind.
但是对于那些已经是将耶稣留在我们的生命上留下了的，我鼓励你现在立刻的快一点去找回他，还有将所有的事情挤在一些适当的位置上，这样我们就永远不会再在一个的 一个嘅状况咧，就系留低咗耶稣。
The last point I want to make from this story is that it calls into question exactly who makes up Jesus' family.
喺一个嘅故事当中，最后一点我想提同大家去提出嘅咧，就系讲到咧耶稣嗰个嘅家庭系乜嘢人组成嘅咧？
Jesus' extended family, probably uncles, aunts, and cousins, and so forth, all traveled together to Jerusalem.
耶稣嗰个嘅大家庭咧，可能系包括咗佢嘅叔叔啦、阿姨啦、佢嘅表兄弟姊妹啦等等。咁佢哋咧系一齐嘅去行一个嘅旅程去耶路撒冷。
But as you know, Jesus didn't stay with them.
但你知道咧，耶稣唔系净系同佢哋一齐。
Mary and Joseph tried to bring Jesus back into the small family circle when they find him.
瑪利亞同埋約瑟咧，就嘗試將耶穌帶翻去佢嗰個細細嘅家庭嗰個圈子入邊。當佢揾到耶穌嘅時候
，But Jesus rejected this.
但耶穌咧就拒絕。
Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?
為什麼找我呢？岂不知道我应当在我父的家里吗？
They probably didn't understand this comment, but we now know that Jesus was enlarging the boundaries of his own family.
So, 可能当时约瑟和玛利亚呢，他不太明白耶稣所讲的一句的说话，但耶稣呢，实在是想扩阔他一个家庭那个的界线。
This he will continue to do, not only throughout the gospel,but even in the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul began to reach out to those outside of Judaism and bring Gentiles into God's family as well.
就喺福音書嗰度咧，亦都記載到耶穌係繼續係咁樣做嘅。而去到使徒行傳嗰度咧，我哋亦都睇到使徒保羅咧，佢亦都係咁樣，就係話向嗰啲唔係猶太人嘅人。或者一啲外邦人嗰度嚟去傳福音，然後將佢哋帶到去神嘅家嗰度。
Our lingering problem is that we humans tend to be very selective and exclusive.
我哋一個長期嘅問題咧，就係話我哋人類咧好多時咧都係好揀擇性同埋好排外嘅。
This is yours, that's mine.
依啲係你嘅，依啲係我嘅。
We, ours, and them, theirs.
我嘅，佢哋嘅。
Chinese, Koreans,
是中国人、韩国人
even we Americans and those aliens south of border,
或者我们是美国人，那些是外族的人，他们要离开。
But even there, Jesus has started to redefine what it means to be a part of God's family.
但是在这里，耶稣就开始去重新再定义作为上帝的家庭那个的意思是什么。
Now, don't you know that the kingdom of God is a place where God brings all of His creation together in peace and well-being?
咁嗱喺度，而家咧，我哋应该就知道上帝嗰个国度咧，就系一个嘅地方咧，系上帝系将所有嘅人挤埋一齐，而且系大家和平嘅相处嘅。
This is a promise which accompanies the Jesus' birth, and which is already being fulfilled.In amazing ways that we did not expect.
咁一個咧就係耶穌基督降生所帶嚟嘅一個嘅應許嚟嘅，而且咧亦都係喺我哋冇預期到嘅好奇異嘅方法當中咧，已經係實現咗嘅。
And yet, this is only beginning.
而咧依個只係一個嘅開始。
So you must stay tuned. What amazing things God is going to do with you and with His church.
所以我们要继续留心注意上帝在我们的身上，或者在我们的教会身上所作奇异的作为。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.